Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
We're so glad intern Vinny back at work today. Yes. Still feeling a little under the weather, but he is, for the 12th time, 12th, round of applause, 12th time, tested negative for the old COVID.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Vinny.
Thank you.
Now, wait. This is not the Oscars, okay?
That was such a sincere thank you.
But it is impressive that he's sick on a regular basis, or is something going on a regular basis, and yet he keeps, it's not the COVID, so yeah, he's got that going for him. I wanted to play that audio of you, by the way, jinxing yourself. Just a few days ago, you were on the air shooting your mouth off about how you're invincible, that, yeah, maybe you get a cold here and there, but you haven't gotten COVID, you're fine, and then look what happened. The next day, you had to take a day out for a sore throat.
Yeah, well, and as funny as I had already been having a weird throat feeling when I said that, and in the back of my head I knew it, but
yeah.
Jinx yourself. Now I check in on him. You might not think that. I know I'm a little mean to him sometimes.
No, you but do. You check in.
We love Vin, and mm-hmm. So I text him. I go, "How's it going, bud?" And he goes, "I've been drinking tea like a real Brit." And then, Vinny, you probably don't know this part. Well, you might have seen the text, but we're in a group chat because we looped Rochelle in on this group chat. Mm-hmm. And this is what's going on behind the scenes, is I sent him the flag of England because he said he's drinking tea like a real Brit. You think, oh, yes, I'm drinking tea and my Grey Poupon on my sandwich. And I sent him the flag, you know, the emoji flag of England. And Rochelle goes, "What's that?" I said, "It's a flag of England." She goes, "That's not the flag of England."
It's like the Red Cross sign.
It's a white flag with a red cross on it. That's the flag of England. She goes, "That's not the cross." I said, "You're thinking, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of the Union Jack, you know, like the Rolling Stones have up at their concerts, whatever."
Ooh, yeah.
That's for the United Kingdom, which is Scotland, Wales, Ireland, England.
Vinny, did you know what he sent you when he sent you that flag?
To be honest, I thought it was Denmark.
No. That's the flag of England.
I was like, what is this?
And people confuse the little flag there, the Union Jack, is the flag of the United Kingdom, not just of England.
Do they use that one?
Well, yes. That's for the United Kingdom, and this is for, just like every state has their own flag, but there's a flag of the United States as well, you know, Old Glory.
Okay.
There's different flags for different things.
Honestly, I feel like I know a lot about England, and I watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You feel like you know it? Why? What qualifies you?
Because I watch The Crown and Bridgerton. I have never seen that flag ever. I thought it was the Red Cross flag. That's what I thought you were sending.
I didn't even know the Red Cross had a flag. That I didn't know. But
really?
Yeah, but no, that's the flag of England. Okay. The Union Jack is something different. So I said, after I sent the English flag that you said you didn't know, I figure I send the Union Jack, I said, also this, and then I sent him an eggplant emoji just for the heck of it. So,
was weird.
Also, the eggplant emoji. So. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, for Thursday, January the 13th. Yeah, it's Thursday the 13th, 2022.
At least it's not Friday the 13th. Yeah, don't want to start the year out that way. First month of the year.
What does it matter at this point? Does it really make any difference?
True.
Hang on a second. Is that the emergency broadcast thing going off in the background?
Whoops.
What is that?
What's going on? What's happening there?
Vinny is working from a remote studio today because he got the sore throat, so we're just making sure he's okay before we let him back in here. But he's got the if this had been an actual emergency, Vinny would have his pants back on.
Ew. You better have your pants on.
You guys want to know what a nerd I was when I was a kid? Mm. I used to actually... Can you shut that off for the love of God? What is that? I guess there's nothing he could do. When I was a kid, I used to record things off the radio, commercials, emergency broadcast tones. You remember back in the day, they used to have the bonk, bonk. It was like multiple tones. I think it sounds different today, but back then it was called now it's called the emergency alert, but it used to be called the emergency broadcast. I recorded on a cassette tape the tones so I could make fake radio shows and sound like I was really, really doing a show. I had the emergency
broadcast.
So somewhere in some cardboard box, I have a cassette tape of the emergency broadcast tones.
That's very cute.
Is it cute?
It's still going off.
Pretty sad, actually.
It's not sad. I mean, I used to roller skate around my basement to classical music and pretend like I was a figure skater. So, I mean, true story.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I was like an apprentice. I was training for what has become my career. Why were you doing that?
Well, I also thought I was
you're going to become
apprentice.
A figure skater?
Okay. Yes.
All right there, Christy Yamaguchi. Is that thing done going now, Vinny? You okay?
Yeah, I think we're good.
There's a tornado at Vinny's house, apparently.
Take cover.
We give him $50 worth of radio equipment. All of a sudden, he's got things going off, waking up bomb. This is interesting. I got a list out here from Huffington Post. They've compiled, based on information from the U.S. Social Security Administration, the most popular baby names from 100 years ago this month, January 1922.
Oh, okay.
And I thought they were kind of funny because you rarely run into anybody. I don't mean this to sound mean, but if you run into anybody with these names at all, they're elderly people, people 65, 75 plus.
But I think some of those names are coming back now, maybe.
Any guess what's number one for girls?
I feel like Emily is always in the top names always every year, and that's an older. No,
I don't see it anywhere. I believe, by the way, the current most popular name is Olivia.
Oh, yeah. And that's like an older name. That can be either or.
Ashley was also in the list, which is a little more modern, but Mary was number one 100 years ago.
Yeah, you don't really hear anyone naming their baby Mary.
I mean, I guess it's fairly common, somewhat.
Well, I think any of the biblical names tend to be.
But look at this, number two, Dorothy.
No, yeah, you never hear a Dorothy.
I mean, other than, again, some elderly person that maybe my grandparents knew.
Actually, you know what?
Never have met a
Dorothy. Now that you say that out loud, I actually had someone on my Facebook that I went to high school with who just had a baby and named her Dorothy.
But you see, this is irritating because there are some of these hipster people today that want to name their kids these old-timey names because it's part of that. What's that thing Lola talks about? The aesthetic?
Yeah.
You know, this is a thing where it's supposed to be a throwback or a fashion.
I believe our friend Peter... Mm-hmm. His daughter's name is Dorothy, and she's like two. So,
oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. Keep the checks coming, please. just sign right there. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I do think it can be part of that.
He is kind of a hipster.
He is kind of a hipster.
He's part of that deal where they want to do throwback stuff and wear, you know, plaid.
That's hipster?
Yeah.
Plaid?
I think of plaid as being kind of hipster, sure.
Okay, I guess. You know,
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
what? Well, that's what I think then.
Plaid is hipster?
Yeah. You know, kind of like has that country style, you know? They're
hipster
rustic.
And rustic and country, those are all, those are different.
I know, but there's some real overlap with the people that are super hipster in coffee house and are, you know, like, what's that guy with the shiplap on HGTV? You know, that kind of the country you live in.
Chip and Joanna.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like if they had a kid, they might name it Dorothy or something like that. Or Ezekiel, something like that.
Ezekiel, okay.
Helen comes in number three. Margaret.
Margaret.
Ruth.
Okay.
Betty. Virginia.
Ruth. That's such a Ruth. Like, nobody wants to be named Ruth.
Look at this. Number eight, Mildred.
Or Mildred.
Now, Elizabeth, I guess.
Don't do that to your baby.
Elizabeth still goes around.
Elizabeth is pretty.
Rounding out the top 20, Francis, Doris, Evelyn, Alice, Marjorie, Irene, Florence, Lillian, Jean, and Martha. I mean, those are all pretty names, just very old-fashioned. Now, for boys, what is it? Connor is the most popular name right now?
I think it is.
Something obnoxious like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And if your name is Connor,
Evan.
I don't like you. I'm sorry. I just don't.
You don't like the name Connor?
I don't like
it. I kind of like that name.
Tell me what your middle name is, and then we can be friends.
Okay.
John was number one 100 years ago.
Okay.
Robert, number two.
Well, there you go.
My name is not really that common anymore.
Unless you're a junior,
you don't know. You don't know any Robbies. I guarantee it.
Robert Pattinson.
Maybe you know some Robs. You know no Bobbies. That doesn't happen much anymore.
Bobby Bones.
No, I'm going to bring up Bobby Bones.
No?
I'd rather talk about Peter. Don't bring up Bobby Bones. William comes in number three. Okay. Look how Vinny is completely silent right now. Doesn't want to be involved in any of this. James, Charles, George, Joseph, Edward, Richard, Frank, Thomas, Donald, Harold, Paul, Raymond. Eugene, number 25. So
I feel like for the men, I still hear more of those names.
Isn't that kind of interesting how women's names evolve more often than men's names, it would appear?
Yeah, that's very strange.
And if we were going to have a baby tomorrow, what would you want to name it if it were a boy?
I thought we were going to, if we talked about this.
Oh, that's
right. If we ever had a baby, we would name him after your grandfather.
Manny.
And call him Manny.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Manuel, yeah.
Is he?
Which is also a really weird name.
He'd be a hairy little baby named Manny.
I'd be okay with that.
Now, what about for a girl? Did we talk about that?
I don't know that we did. You like the name Megan. I don't like that. It sounds trashy.
Now, why does it sound trashy?
I don't know. I just
made fun of a guy named Connor, but you know you just upset a bunch of women named Megan. By the way, I'd like to point out Vinny still very quiet here.
Here's the thing with names. I think it's one of those things when you know someone with that name that you always associate that name to that person. And I once knew a Megan that I went to college with.
Sure.
And she was very trashy. And so now when I hear that name, that's what I think of. I'm not saying every Megan is. I just went, for me, when I associate that name, that's what I've got.
And by the way, guys, now I'm talking to
I love that Because my sister's probably listening, and her name is Megan.
Is it?
You see what I mean?
Again,
you're throwing shade at people for
trying,
no reason.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, but for me, that's the name that I'm associating with somebody else. So now that name is ruined for me forever. Like the name Allison, ruined for me forever.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up. If there are men listening, and you have business that your wife knows about, whether it's an ex or somebody you know your wife doesn't like.
Yeah, don't even.
Don't ever suggest anything about that. Don't suggest calling a kid that.
No.
Don't suggest making, if you happen to run into somebody, you know, and she didn't like your last friend named John, you meet a new guy, his name is John, don't even bother
to
introduce
them. That's the same for guys, though, too. Like, my ex's name is Josh, and you won't even buy the Josh wine. Because it has the name Josh on it.
It's such a great rating in Wine Spectator,
I know.
Too.
It looks like it's a great wine, and we can't have it in the house because that's my ex's name. So it's the same for guys. So I just think that sometimes names get ruined for certain reasons, for certain people.
I got to admit, and while we're talking about stuff here, I have an ex that sings. No, not she thinks she's professional. She's not. But she does sell her, and you know, a lot of people have bands, right? She does sell her CDs online.
She burns it herself. For real, though.
If for Christmas you bought me one of her CDs and that was a gift,
did.
I would find that to be hilarious.
I almost did.
I feel like if I bought you a bottle of Josh wine, you'd be all outraged.
No, any wine you buy me, I'll be just fine. I don't care what it's called.
Well, I take it back. By the way, Vinny's name, now we've mentioned this before, Vinny's real name is not Vinny. We just, we had another intern named Vince and we started calling, and now it's stuck, so now it's his nickname. We call him Vinny. His real name is Osama. I don't know if people know that. But I'm sorry, that's not true. But
that's awful.
Aren't you glad you're back today, buddy?
Usama. It's Usama.
I'm sorry, with a U, not with an O. Yeah. It's Usama. It's good to have you back here, buddy.
Thanks.
Sorry, Peter. I really do apologize. Tipsy or Toddler back for the first time in 2022. That's on the way. He said 7:50 and a lot more if we're able to complete the broadcast. Headed toward another weekend. We got another jam-packed community bulletin board. We call it the CBB. Thanks for sending these into us, whether you want to do it on our Facebook page, direct message us, or if you want to email either of us on our page on the website, easy to do. We like sharing fun events or people trying to give back. Greater Toms River Chamber of Commerce Young Emerging Professionals Group is hosting a Ski Ball and Beers Night.
Ooh.
Casino Pier Arcade in Seaside Heights. Surely also to celebrate Dina's birthday this week.
Surely. She's definitely a young professional.
This event is happening Friday, January the 21st, so a week from Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. It's a night of networking, delicious pizza, refreshing brews, exciting skee ball, and your chance to win awesome prizes.
That's fun.
They got a young professional copywriter here, I'll tell you that. Enjoy a night of networking with delicious pizza, exciting skee ball. ThumbsRiverChamber.com for more. Sometimes when someone asks me to read a commercial and I don't want to do it, that's what I do.
Is that what you do?
And then they always take it anyway, no matter how much I try. They don't realize that I'm yucking it up. And
it sounds fun. I don't know.
Your chance to win awesome prizes. People are like, oh, very exciting. Nice. All right. God bless you. The new Weiss Center for Education, Arts, and Recreation is hosting a Teens and Tweens Winter Survival Day. Oh, that's right. I think we teased this once before.
Yes.
Coming up Saturday, January 15th, this upcoming Saturday from 1 to 3. Get ready to learn new outdoor skills and put them to the test as we compete to survive the harsh winter weather for Teen Survival Day. Also, what happens if the boy doesn't text you back?
No!
Or worse, leaves you hanging with bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
Oh, those are the worst.
Register now at HighlandsNatureFriends.org. And the Jersey Education Association Coats for Kids Drive-Thru is happening Sunday the 23rd from 10 to 11. There's more on this, by the way, 1071theboss.com, as we are sponsoring this. Freehold Middle School. Donate a new winter coat for kids, kindergarten through 12th grade, and be entered to win a $100 Jack Baker certificate. NJEA.org for all the info directly from the New Jersey Education Association. And as I say, go to our website for more events. And there's just a couple of things we thought you might like to know this morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, get a complaint note. This is actually last week. I didn't get to it. Because a couple of times now we've played a little game that I think is very funny called Is This Celebrity Older Than President Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Uncle Joe is almost 80. He'll be 80 years old this year. So he's not a young man. And he is. This is a historical fact. He is the oldest person ever to be president.
That's pretty remarkable.
Well,
I mean,
this person who, and again, his name was Paul. I'll say that. Goes on and on about how we were in difficult times and he's a big fan, and so I shouldn't be making fun. We're not making fun of him.
No, we'll not
just,
at
we're
all.
Just pointing out that there are celebrities who you might think are older than Biden. And this really has nothing to do with him or politics. It's just that he happens to be the oldest president. And it's just kind of funny that there are so many celebrities we think of. You're like, Mick Jagger's got to be older, right? But he's not. Okay?
Right.
So
right,
anyway,
that's
where the idea came from. And we tied it into people that were old or things that were older than Betty White, because she was almost 100 when we lost her, right? And that's amazing. Anyway, that's what that was all about. But this guy, Paul, was all upset. But I was thinking, you know what? I do try to please all sides. So let me just say this, because I know you're going to get upset. I'm going to say Donald Trump, and there's going to be people that think, because we're being funny here, that I'm making fun of him personally. Not making fun of him personally. But
I'd make fun of both of them personally.
Well, fine.
Sure.
Fine. But that's not what we're about
Equal
here.
Equal opportunity.
See, here's the deal. I don't care. I don't care. I'm just here doing a radio show. So this is not politics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are not news. That's not what's going on here. Having said that, we found a number of quotes. These are real things that Trump has said that are a little cartoony. They're a little over the top.
Okay.
And listen, I imagine even if you're a huge fan of his, you have to admit he'd be very dramatic when he gives a speech.
Sure.
Says
sure.
kind of crazy. Yeah, I don't want to say they're crazy things. I don't want to say that. I don't want to upset anybody. It's up to you to decide if they're crazy or not. But he definitely says that he sounds like nobody else. He's one of a kind.
Yeah,
okay. Can we all agree? Can we all agree on that?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Look at me being so PC here, right? Well, we found those quotes, but then we also picked some random movie quotes. And I thought we'd play a little game here and see if we can figure out, just like we do with the other older than Biden, can you guys determine whether or not Trump said this or if I got it from a movie?
Okay.
Does it make sense, Finn? Everybody on board with this?
It's a movie quote or it's a Trump quote, basically.
Here
we
go.
Got it.
I always tell the truth, even when I lie. Did Trump say that or is that from a movie?
It's a movie quote.
I feel like it's Trump.
No, it's a movie quote. Do you know the movie, Finn?
No.
It's Tony Montana. From Scarface.
Oh, from Scarface.
Al Pacino.
Okay.
Al Pacino, by the way, not as old as Joe Biden.
No.
Money was never a big motivator for me. The real excitement is the game. Trump or a movie?
I'm going to go movie on that one.
Movie and
nope, Trump said that.
Oh, dang it.
Wrote that when he had a Twitter account.
I really stink at these.
All right, this one's easy. You guys should get this, okay?
Okay.
Greed is good. Did Trump say that or is that from a movie? Come on.
I mean, I guess Trump said it.
I'm going to go movie. I'm going to say movie.
It's a movie. That's a famous quote from Wall Street, Michael Douglas.
Okay.
All right.
Would not have guessed it.
When somebody challenges you, fight back, be brutal. Movie, Trump.
It sounds like a Cobra Kai quote.
It does. Does sound a little John Kreese, doesn't it?
So I'm going movie.
Vin?
Yeah, movie.
Nope, that's Trump. Here you go. Hope. It is the only thing stronger than fear. And more effective, movie or Donald Trump?
I'm so
That's
lame.
A movie.
I know what that is. That's Hunger Games.
That is Hunger Games. If you're good at something, never do it for free.
That's a movie.
Movie.
That's a movie.
Or Trump. Yeah, it is a movie.
It's the Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah. That's from The Dark Knight, believe it or not. Although I have to say, that does sound like something he might say.
It does, yes.
He likes making money.
Yeah.
If you're good at something, you know. I'm not even going to try it.
That was pretty good.
I don't feel I have to wipe everybody out, just my enemies. Movie quote, former President Donald Trump.
Heck, why not? It was Trump.
It was Trump.
No, that's Michael Corleone from The Godfather.
You know, no idea with these.
All of the women flirted with me.
Oh, that was Trump.
Yeah.
Yes, that was former president.
That was Trump.
As my first act with new authority, I create a grand army. Movie, Trump.
It sounds like a Star Wars quote.
Yeah, I'm going to go movie.
That is the very good, Vin. That's Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars.
Okay.
You know what's funny is Emperor Palpatine could honestly be Joe Biden or Trump.
Yeah. People would definitely vote for the
there
Emperor.
There you go, yeah.
I like his fingers. Look at how well-defined his nails are.
Moist skin.
Ew, don't say that.
All right, one more. These movie quote or Trump quote.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty is I'm very rich. Mm. Movie quote, Trump quote.
Trump.
I could go movie, I guess.
Are you sure about that?
No.
You're positive?
I think it's probably Trump, but I'm trying to be nice.
It was Trump. Listen, the beauty is he is very rich. He got name on all kinds of buildings.
That's true.
There you go. So are you happy now, Paul? We made fun of Trump too. We make fun of Biden, we make fun of Trump. Equal opportunity, make fun of here.
That's right.
That's what I do. Anybody else I should make fun of while we're at it? Why don't we do the queen? What do you say?
No, you leave the queen out of this.
Okay, fine. We've had a busy week with people reaching out, suggesting things that we might may or may not want to talk about on the show. And that's fine, and we appreciate that. We have You can call us. You can get us on Facebook. You can email us on the website, whatever you want to do. This is an email that came in. It just has an email address. It doesn't have a name, so I guess I won't worry about that. But it appears to be a female. Anyway, she says, this has happened to me a couple of times over the past few years. I thought you guys would get a kick out of this.
This is mine. This is me.
Oh, this was you?
This is me. I'm sending you an email. Yes, this just happened to me.
What email address is this? This is not your...
It's not?
No, I didn't recognize the email address. It's
I
not...
don't know. My phone has been acting up.
It doesn't say Rochelle anywhere.
That's weird.
So this was you?
This is me. This happened to me.
Well, I thought this was interesting. Do you want me to read this?
Sure.
Go ahead and read it.
I was just sending
you. So you were sending this along to me?
Yes. I didn't want to tell you that it happened when it happened because I thought it would be fun to talk about on air and to get your actual reaction.
Apparently, Rochelle has some other email address where she buys Amazon stuff off the black market that I don't know about because I don't know what just came to me. I'm like, what is this?
Sorry. I don't know.
A bunch of letters and numbers at Gmail.
Really? That's so weird.
But anyway.
Okay.
This has happened to me a few times over the past few years. Most recently, I went through Starbucks and I was told the car in front paid for my $8 order. This really happened?
Yeah, this just happened the other day.
So you're in the drive-thru at the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the car in front of you paid for your
order.
Yeah,
so I pulled up and I went to go pay. And the guy at the window said, the gentleman in front of you paid for your order. Would you like to pay for the guy behind you?
Listen, if you're a person that does this, I know that you're well-intentioned. I know you are. And I know that the news is horrible. So it's nice to try and spread some good karma. I do understand that. But what do you do? Don't be this person because you're being a show-off, is what you're doing.
It is nice. But I think that if you're going to do something like this, you should give the extra $8 to the guy in the window who's working actually came to work today.
There
and
you
it's
go.
Open. And it, so if you want to do something nice... Tip the guys. Don't
I mean, listen, we drive by Starbucks, all of us coming in the morning. Those people are working before us, and you think we get up early to do a radio show.
Exactly.
So my heart goes out to them. It really does.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so you go on to say that the cashier put me on the spot and asked if I wanted to pay for the car behind me to keep it going. This is where the people that work the drive-thru, they'll lose me, because then they...
The car pay for you would like to...
you know, I always use this button anytime I can.
Would you like to also pay it forward and keep this going?
You know, they want to go viral with 26 people keeping it going or something. And you said the last time you did this, the guy behind you ordered 3 dozen donuts and you paid for them. And all I ordered
was a
coffee.
Right. So what happened is I had this happen to me before. I ordered a coffee. And when I got to the window, he said, hey, the guy in front of you paid for your drink. Do you want to pay for the person behind you? And I was like, oh, that's so nice. Okay, sure. I'll go ahead. The guy ended up ordering a coffee and 3 dozen donuts. So the total was like $30-something. And I, at that point, I had already handed my credit card over. And what am I supposed to say? So when this happened to me the other day, I knowingly said, well, how much is the guy's order? Because
hang on a second. So you're in line and the guy behind you both have time to order before you get to the window.
Right, because I'm already at the window to pay now.
So that means that the guy in front of you was... He
already paid for mine. Right. He didn't know what I ordered. He just paid for it. Whatever.
So he says, the lady behind me, which is sketchy as it is, because it makes me wonder if he's not doing this because you're a pretty blonde, right?
No, I think they're just... I mean,
you don't know.
People do this all the time.
Nah, I think people...
So
are,
he said, I want to pay for the order
behind me. I'm skeptical of all people. I have no idea why we do this. But nonetheless, he says, I don't care what it costs, whatever that is, just charge the credit card that I just gave you.
Yeah.
I authorize this. That's how that goes?
Yeah, that happens all again.
You hadn't asked, they would have just charged your card.
Well, and that's what happened to me the last time I did this. I just said, sure, I'll pay for the guy behind me, not realizing that he ordered 3 dozen donuts. So when they asked me again this time and they said, your drink has been paid for, would you like to pay for the person behind you? Putting me on the spot, which you're right, is kind of rude.
Did you see the person behind you?
I didn't. I could see the car, but I wasn't really looking. I asked the person at the window, I said, can you tell me how much their order is? Because I ordered little egg bites and a coffee. I didn't get, and he said his order is
$23.
$23? $23.
So that's a hefty order.
I ordered an $8 coffee and an egg bite. And
it says here you said, no, thank you.
I did. So I said, you know what? No, thank you. Have a great day. And I tipped the person at the window and I was on my way, but I felt so judged.
Well, he looked at you funny?
Kind of. And he was like, okay. And
way to not be a participant here in the goodwill being spread by your fellow man.
Listen, you know what? It's already expensive enough. I shouldn't be buying coffee every day as it is.
Let me tell you, if it was only $2 and the car behind me was like an 83 Buick with the taillight out, the guy's wearing dark shades, I probably still would say no.
I would be judgy like that.
I would.
If it would have been the same amount as mine, it would be no different than me just paying for my drink. So that's fine. But I did have to ask because the last time this happened, I ended up spending $30 and I ordered a $2 coffee.
This is why you got rogue email addresses to pay things I don't know about. I mean, I guess you could just say I'll put $5 toward it. You know, you don't have to pay the whole thing.
The guy at the window kind of made me feel like I did something wrong by A, asking how much the order was, and then B, not.
Vincenzo, what do you think of this whole thing? What would you do?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do the pay it forward thing.
Exactly.
If you're in line to order something, you have the money to pay for it, or else you wouldn't be in line.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, the workers don't get anything extra, especially probably working at Starbucks. You know how many rude people they're dealing with?
Right, that just and don't crazy orders. And
you know, all they're doing is making a drink. They don't need a tip. Mm-hmm. No, they probably deserve a tip more than that person behind you deserves to get their meal paid for.
Also, I've never been a server, but both of you have worked in restaurants over the years. Isn't it true that sometimes they don't pay you, you pay minimum wage and say, well, you're going to get tips.
Servers,
so.
For sure. Restaurants.
Wasn't that true of baristas?
No, I think that they especially Starbucks, they do pay pretty well and they have pretty good benefits. From what I've heard, I had a friend who was a manager there.
Well, then why am I tipping them unless their service is extraordinary?
I mean, because usually their service is extraordinary.
Fine, but I need to judge that for myself.
Sure.
Well, say this. Why are you paying it forward? To be, you know, nice, right?
I guess.
Yeah, so I mean, it is the same concept, but I would rather give the extra money to the person who did show up for work today and is able to leave my Starbucks open because they came to work. I'm so sick of all the Starbucks being closed right now. I can't.
I'm the guy in a big crowd at the department store at Christmas when they say, would you like to give a dollar to the charity? I go, nope. No, I do not.
No, I don't want to round up to the next dollar.
Bah, humbug. You seen this list of the Screen Actors Guild Award nominations, by the way?
No.
Was released yesterday. Leading the nominations, House of Gucci.
Oh, okay, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Power of the Dog, that was the Golden Globe winner the other night.
Okay.
Ted Lasso, Succession for television.
Mm-hmm.
West Side Story was nominated, Being the Ricardos. The Morning Show, Only Murders in the Building. You know, the Martin Short, Steve Martin deal.
Oh, yes.
It was going to be presented February 27th on TNT and TBS.
Is there a host?
I didn't say there's a host.
I don't know if you saw this, but they just announced that the Oscars are going to have a host for the first time since 2019.
Yeah.
But they didn't
announce. I think it's 2018, actually.
2018, yes. But they didn't announce who was going to do it.
Outstanding performer by a male actor in a supporting role, Ben Affleck, Bradley Cooper, Jared Leto, all going against each other. That's a pretty good category,
huh?
That is
a good category. I'm trying to think of what movies they were
in. Well, Ben was in a movie called The Tender Bar.
Okay.
Bradley in Licorice Pizza.
Oh, and yes. Then did you hear about that movie?
No, Jared Leto was in House of Gucci, by the way. So.
I heard Licorice Pizza was like a movie about a teacher seducing a student.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Bradley Cooper tends to play either very... actually, not true. He tends to play a scumbag in most of his movies.
Well, I don't know what he plays in that. But
I'm not saying he is a scumbag, but he does tend to play scumbags pretty well.
Seems like a strange movie. I didn't see it, and I don't know. I just heard that's what it's about, so... I don't know.
Not for nothing, but I'm hearing.
Not for nothing.
Your aunt called me and told me that maybe.
Don't see this movie.
So anyway, you know, we're going to get those because I'm in the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh,
did you know
yes.
That?
We'll get a copy of all of them.
This is so funny. I don't know why this is. I feel like, matter of fact, I feel like I've seen paperwork go out there and it keeps failing, believe it or not. But there's you can join the organization as a DJ and sometimes.
For Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah, well, it's the Federation of Radio DJs.
Okay.
And actors and television performers, it's all the same union.
Oh, okay.
So I've done some work over the years
at
a union shop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're working for a non-union shop where there isn't a competing union that you belong to, you can do the work, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Same thing for if you're a carpenter or something, right? So when I've worked for them, you're in this, you have to give your information, you get on their mailing list, you get all the same stuff as if you're in the Screen Actors, you know, like I'm Tom Hanks.
Do you get to vote?
Yeah.
You do?
If I wanted to, you know.
Why are we not voting?
I've been a member for more than 20 years,
can
I've never
we
voted.
Go?
I suppose you could go. No, I mean, you're not going to get to sit with the celebrities.
Why?
Because that's, well, you can't.
Why?
Because it's all politics, like everything else.
What kind of union is this?
I have no idea.
I call foul play.
Well, why is there foul play?
I don't know.
It's just there's a hierarchy like anything else. But yes, we definitely could go.
We should go.
It's out in L.A., though. It's not like
so?
They're, well, I, you know, it's a hassle
vacation.
To get up. Okay. All right. But we should be getting there. They give you those little screeners, so if you missed it,
okay,
they send you a DVD of all the nominated
movies
and all that.
Well, they can keep their licorice pizza one. I don't know. I like Bradley Cooper.
I don't know that I want this. In case there's a raid, I don't know that I want this in the house, okay?
I don't know what that's about.
Speaking of which, sort of, let's talk parenting. That's what I was trying to say.
There
talk about
go.
Keeping the kids safe. Mm-hmm. We have hashtag mom confessions, which happens every day at this time at 720 and 920. We search for that hashtag, and we have confessions just like these.
Angie Buckley said, thoughts and prayers, please, for my 8-year-old who is distraught because he had to take a shower today because he just took a shower 4 days ago, and it's too soon.
Listen, I understand.
You do?
Once or twice a week, and that's it.
No, it's not.
I can't be bothered.
Especially when you're young. Please shower daily. Oh, my gosh. Nicholas G. said, told my 10-year-old that even though I got a big promotion at work, she is the most important job that I have. And she said, that's nice. Can you get me a glass of water, please? Yeah,
you know what? And that's the right answer, Dad. That's one of those rare dad confessions.
Yeah.
Because he's clearly humble bragging to his child that he got a promotion.
Or maybe he was saying, I'm not going to be around as much because I got a promotion, but I want you to know.
You were the most important thing to me. By the way, I did just get this huge job that pays six figures. But just so you know, even though I have this big position where I have a giant leather chair and a phone and a car and a company car, I still love you.
Vivian Pearson said, my 6-year-old threw a fit this morning because she couldn't find her mittens and then used her grandma voice to announce, found them. Sorry about all that commotion.
Can I hear an example of grandma voice?
I don't have a grandma voice. I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
Found them. Sorry about all that commotion. That was pretty grandma-ish, I guess.
Yeah. You know what? You should be nominated for a Screen Actors Award.
Well, I get to sit with the actors then.
I mean, yeah, but not any actors you've heard of.
Oh, okay. You know, cool.
You get an extra from...
Perfect.
The Last Spider-Man. Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:29:20. Right here. Send one in. You might hear yours. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. You're here on a good day. You're here on a Thursday, and it's time for Tipsy or Toddler. Now, it's been a number of weeks before the holidays since we've done this, and this is a little tradition for us. We line up phone callers, and sometimes it takes us a little while to find people that have stories. We certainly have quality control to make sure that your listening experience is as entertaining as possible.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
But also, we like a little challenge here. So the deal is we've lined up some phone callers, and each of them has a crazy story, an unusual, amazing story. All right? Now, it's our job, and it's your job, listening at home or in the car, wherever you are, to determine whether or not these people had this happen to them when they were a little kid. Maybe they did something wrong, something that they shouldn't have done, but they were a little kid. They didn't know any better. Or were they just drunk out of their mind? Is that what caused the best judgment? That's why we call this Tipsy or Toddler. So that's how it works. Let's grab the first caller. This is Mary.
My mom caught me grabbing some treats from the kitty litter box.
Grabbing treats from the kitty litter box? Does that
like
mean
poo?
What?
That's gross. I mean, it'd be one thing if she was sampling the cat food, you know, the cat treats or something, but...
I've got to say, she's probably a kid, right?
I hope so. I feel like she's a drunk adult. I'm going to go drunk.
Really? Kid.
You think kid?
I'm going kid.
All right, what's the story?
I was a little kid.
Oh.
Okay. And my parents, they had a birthday party at our house. I think it was for my aunt. Anyways, they made her a cake that looked like a litter box with those Tootsie Rolls, and I just remember the cake and the Tootsie Rolls were delicious. Good times.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ew, also on that cake. Why would you make a cake with Tootsie Rolls in it?
No, that's
gross.
I'll take the bun cake over the Tootsie Roll cake. Thank you very much. Let's go to line three.
While walking down the aisle with over 200 guests at the wedding, I ripped a loud one that echoed through the church.
Please be a drunk adult. Please
no, I think it's just she's the flower girl.
I think she was a little kid, but I also just want her to be the drunk adult.
Vin?
I think drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh.
I was the flower girl at my cousin's wedding, and at the time I was 4, and we didn't realize I was lactose intolerant.
Oh!
I had a big bowl of cereal for breakfast, and the milk did me in. It's still talked about to this day, and I'm now 25.
Well?
That's so embarrassing.
See,
either way, that's embarrassing.
I apparently am omniscient when it comes to...
yes, that's
4-year-old flower girls with lactose intolerance. Do you take this woman?
Are you speaking from experience?
No, I mean, I've done it so many times. Let's try line two.
I accidentally ruined Christmas when I knocked over the Christmas tree.
Oh.
I wonder if this just happened this last holiday season.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a little kid. I think we get all little kids today.
I'm going drunk adult.
Yeah, little kid.
Okay, I was drunk.
Oh!
Playing charades. The whole family was. It's a big tradition, yada, yada. We love it. So I was playing charades with my family. It was Christmas Eve. I have a background as a thespian in high school. Charades gets taken seriously.
That's fair.
By the way, Vinny has a reputation of being a thespian himself. He just didn't know what it meant.
So. Nope.
Okay. Nope.
So we're playing charades. I was very committed to my Rockette act out.
Oh.
It was a production, but I didn't pay attention to where I was in relation to the tree.
I kicked
it over. It's like a 10-foot live tree. It just topples over, the star, the lights, everything, and just hits my aunt.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is she in a concussion?
That was a few weeks ago.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay, so it was this holiday season. Wow.
Wow. Well, I hope you won.
That's a very dramatic story, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, she's a thespian.
I feel like she might be drunk right now. So. Well, that's enough of that. That's how we do. I might be drunk right
now.
I wish I was. I'm just a dummy. That's how we do, tipsy or toddler. Make sure to stay up to date with us on socials. Just search Robbie and Rochelle. Podcast is right up there, too. All right, a couple of things trending this morning. We thought you needed to know to be in the know. So you know about these. You have to know about them, so we'll tell you about them. It's Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big trending stories. At number one, here's a Waffle House cook describing what he calls the heart attack burger. I'll let him do the explaining.
Okay.
He called it a heart attack burger. Said he saw it on TikTok. So it's a patty melt with bacon, hash browns, cheese, and chili in an over medium egg. I wasn't sure what to think, but I tried it. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
It has now been added to the menu of this Waffle House.
Wow.
In Macon, Georgia.
So. I would like one of those. That sounds really good.
I feel like it's no big deal. You have a hamburger, they're going to give you a side of hash browns anyway. So, yeah, you're adding the egg to it. But I don't know why it's a heart attack.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a hamburger, like, it's very fatty, high carb. That's a lot of.
Wouldn't you be worse off having death by chocolate or something like that?
No, I don't know where you get this notion that, like, things that are
sweet.
The pastry
is worse than.
Yeah, why that's worse for you than, like, a pound of bacon. It's not. It has,
so I'd be better off eating a cake than I would a pound of bacon.
Listen, it depends on your lifestyle, okay? I'm not out here trying to give diet advice, but it depends on your lifestyle. It could have less calories, honestly.
All of this coming from the woman wants to be on a York peppermint patty diet.
Yes.
Number two, let's go to Florida, because always Florida. There's a guy in Jacksonville. Man, everybody's probably wanted to do this, especially after you get a speeding ticket. You know, you're like 5 miles over, mm-hmm. and they get you. There's a guy who's got a radar gun. You know, they got the little thing there so they can detect police,
yeah.
But he's got the thing so he can see speed.
Oh.
He sees a policeman who's speeding in a school zone going 36 and a 15.
Whoa.
Uses the radar gun on the policeman to catch him speeding.
What?
Vehicle 1039, JSO, 36 miles per hour, busted.
Busted.
Now, all he did was post it on social media, but...
But still.
It would have been fun to make, like, a citizen's arrest.
Could he do... No, you
Excuse me, officer,
somebody.
Can I see your license and registration? How's it feel now, huh? Not such a tough guy now.
You know what would happen is that cop would immediately, if someone was trying to chase him, immediately pull into a driveway, wait for you to pass him, and then get behind you, and I speak from experience.
Wow. I feel like I need to hear this story.
No.
That's Are you Burt Reynolds?
That's the whole story. Well, I just figured
you were chasing a cop?
I wasn't chasing the cop, but I figured I could go as fast as the cop, right? He's going. He didn't have his lights on, so I was going as fast as the cop, which was like 20 over the speed limit.
Uh-huh.
I caught up to him, and I was driving behind him. He pulled in a driveway, waited for me to pass, and then got behind me and pulled me over.
But if he doesn't radar gun you, you win that one.
I should have
taken him to court. Did you take him to court?
I did. I didn't, and I still had to pay the fine, but I didn't get any points, so I'm good to go, I guess.
Man, that's a bummer.
It was a bummer, let me tell you.
Were you dating this cop, too?
No, not that cop.
Oh, okay. Number three, Wednesdays and Thursdays have been voted the worst days of the week for making love. Saturday comes in number one, 35% of the vote, followed by Friday.
Okay.
So you're
I'm good to go any day of the week, so I don't really, whatever.
Girl, now we're going to make love, you know?
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
That made me uncomfortable. Number four, there's an Instagram video that's got a couple of million views now. There's a woman, she claims she found a bag of money belonging to Nelly. You know, Nelly, the rapper, hot here, which contained over $300,000. She says she returned it to him and she got a reward from him of just $100. Nelly says this never happened. She's making the whole thing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We hope you had the money, Nelly. She found Nelly bag. It had $300,000 in it. She gave it back. What did I give you? Tell me what I give you. They gave $100.
I don't know who that guy is, but I need to add him to the list of people I want to produce his reality show.
That's amazing.
Let me hear the beginning of that again, Vin.
She found Nelly's bag.
She found Nelly's bag. Wait a minute. Where was she? What'd she find? Yeah.
She found Nelly's bag.
Nelly's bag. Wait, I could listen to that all day.
That sounds like a fun group of people.
And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that it was not Nelly's bag.
Oh,
so I'm sure they found something, but it wasn't Nelly's bag. And I know this because it was Nelly. There's no way he's got $300,000 anymore. Guy hasn't had a hit in a long time.
Poor Nelly.
She found Nelly
bag. We number five? Yeah, that was number four. Number five. Man, this flew right by.
It did.
Simon Cowell, remember him?
Of course.
He and his longtime girlfriend. They've been together 21 years. They're finally engaged. The proposal took place during a family vacation. I believe we have some audio of that.
I don't mean to be unkind, but you have one of the worst singing voices. I don't want to be rude, but you could be the worst singer in New York. Don't take this personally, but...
Oh, please.
No, I mean it. You're one of the worst singers I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, awful. So it's a no?
Well, luckily she said yes.
So it's a no?
Yeah. Not. By the way, not actual audio of his engagement.
No, of course.
All right, this is a bonus story because I got to mention this. It sounds like the punchline to a kid's joke or a dad joke, okay? Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg.
That's what that means.
Sure.
Snoop Dogg has announced he's coming out with his own brand of hot dogs and sausages, and they're called, you guessed it, Snoop Dogs. How is this not a thing already?
That's amazing.
I don't know how. You know, he was sitting around with his buddies going, hey, man, you know what I got to do? Snoop Dogs.
You know who he was hanging out with?
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. And she was like, listen, Snoop Dogg, we need to capitalize on your name and come up with some hot dogs.
You think she gets a stake in this thing?
Absolutely.
Now, what you need to do, Snoop, is you need to have rolls as well.
Uh-huh.
And have the same number of hot dogs you have rolls in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't short me on the buns. You know what I'm saying? I hate when you buy a thing. You get 10 hot dogs, you get 8 buns.
For shizzle.
Give me 8 and 8 or 10 and 10. Pick one.
That's right.
And then I'll be buying a Snoop Dogs. I'll be a loyal customer forever. World famous celebrity birthday file this Thursday. Liam Hemsworth. He's 32. You prefer brother Chris. Is that right? Either one will do.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Well, just for that little remark, I'm going to have to get you a little William Hung. It's his birthday today.
Dave, you live in fears and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby.
Look at that. Two pre-2010 American Idol clips on one radio show in the year 2022.
I love that.
We are on the pulse of what's going on.
Yes.
I was going to make a Joe Millionaire joke, but that show's back. Yeah. So there you go. Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy himself, he's 56 today. Julie Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld, whatever her name is, she's 61.
What was that again?
Speaking of being on the pulse, Charles Nelson Reilly's birthday today.
Oh.
You ever watched a rerun of Match Games? He's the guy with those big giant glasses.
Me. That's
right.
Didn't know I did that, did you?
It's National Sticker Day and National Rubber Ducky Day. I have an aversion to stickers. Did you know that?
I did know this. You don't
Man,
like
I used to hate that. Your pediatrician when you were a kid, your teacher, everybody wants to give you stickers. Keep them.
You hate when the kids bring home stickers.
Terrible. Buy me a meatball sandwich or something. Don't give me stickers. If you wanted to reward me as a child.
How about a Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. Give me a nice juicy Snoop. You know what? Make it a double.
There you go.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
We were talking about exes earlier. I don't know how that even happened. But we started naming names.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd talk about something like that today. You had a breakup. Okay.
Okay.
Craziest thing you did after the breakup. Now, maybe it was a relationship you were very happy in and you got the rug pulled out from under you.
Mm.
And they broke up with you and broke your heart. And you know that feeling. We've all been broken up with, right?
Have you been broken up with?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think
I was just trying to sound relatable.
I didn't think so. I don't.
Actually, you know what? No, that is not true. I was broken up with once and for about 3 minutes there, I was very upset about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you an adult?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I did have one person pull it. I mean, just real nasty.
Really?
She moved to Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, we had just been casually going out, you know, for like a month. That was it. It wasn't like it was a long-term 5 years. Until you, I never went out with anybody for very long.
Right. Well,
but I was still very shocked because one minute we're going to dinner, the next minute, you know, she's like, I don't hear from her for 5 days, and all of a sudden I just get this text message.
So
that
it
says,
wasn't technically a girlfriend
I've
that
moved.
You were just seeing her.
Yeah, I would say I was seeing her.
Okay.
Definitely was not a committed seeing relationship, okay. But still, I mean, you say, look, I just want to let you know, I'm sorry, but I'm actually moving. I took a job.
Right.
I mean, how hard is that? I mean, I thought that was like, yeah, I moved a week ago. I'm sorry.
Did you not, to be fair, did you not have an engagement that you broke off with a move?
I mean, she knew the move was coming for quite some time.
Oh,
it wasn't like I just announced that I was leaving.
Okay. See, the way that you portrayed what, it to me was like,
well, I'm sure.
I wanted to break up, so I moved, and it was just done. Not quite.
I mean, well, yes and no. It was definitely a factor in the breakup.
Gotcha.
Because
okay.
I was moving. This is before we met. I moved to took a job in Detroit where you were born.
Yes.
And that's how we met. And so I was using that as, you know.
So have you ever done anything crazy after a breakup then?
Well, I went on a trip. I took myself on a vacation after that particular thing happened. Because that's the only breakup as an adult that I can think of.
You mean when the move to Washington?
Yeah, when I'm casually seeing this girl and I liked her enough.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I've moved to a different state. Please stop texting me. I was like, okay. And I ended up taking myself on a little vacation.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went to Arizona. You know this.
Oh,
you've heard that
to
story.
See a different girl.
Well, yes. But
oh, that's right. Okay.
But listen, when you bring these things up, you make me sound like this conniving.
But that's what you did you not?
I did.
To go see an ex-girlfriend.
She was very much an ex-girlfriend.
Well, that's a crazy thing to have
we
done.
We were absolutely.
But
listen, it was a platonic. She'd become a friend. Now, I know you find this hard to believe that you can be friends with somebody you used to go out with.
Uh-huh.
But it was platonic.
Listen, that's the topic here. Something
and also,
crazy.
She happened to live in a warm place. You know what I mean? So it was an excuse to go someplace warm and have someone to go to hang around with.
Sure.
And then be like, well, great. I'm going back to the room. See you in a couple hours, you know? I need like play dates. That's what I'm looking for.
Doesn't sound right.
Well, you know when like you have kids come over and they play for a couple hours and they leave?
Uh-huh.
That's what I was looking for at that point in my life in a relationship.
That's fine. I get it. It's fine.
Well, I just get defensive because you make me sound like this horrible person.
I did not. I was just stating the facts.
I should also add that about 3 years after the girl moved to Washington, I started dating her cousin. So.
Well, aren't you just the charmer?
And I'll acknowledge that was a sleazeball move.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, what about you?
Well, after the first time I filed for divorce from my ex, because I had to do it a couple times, I took a week off of work.
Sure.
I cut my hair.
Yeah.
I dyed it.
Okay.
And then I booked a trip to Mexico.
Yeah, well, you do these things anyway, though, so I'm not sure that's anything special with a breakup.
I did it because of that, though, because I was just so happy and I felt free and it was exciting. And that's
then you went crawling back. Hang on, let's do it all again.
Something like that. See, we all have our things.
Doesn't feel so good now, does it?
Well, it wasn't this person's cousin and then that person.
I've seen your exes, some of your exes' cousins. I wouldn't go out with any of those people. So.
Okay.
Here we go. Something you did crazy after a breakup. What was it? That's your he said.
She said.
Just underway this morning's he said.
She said.
Crazy things, unusual things, while something crazy that happened after you had a big breakup. Maybe it was a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a relationship. Maybe it was a friendship. You know, somebody you're really close with. I think we're thinking romance here, generally.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's.
And by the way, I was going to say that this had nothing to do with anything, but maybe it does have to do with the fact that you stress me out because you portray me in a terrible light sometimes here for all to see.
Uh-huh.
I have a pain that's going from my shoulder up my neck.
Again,
if the stress just gave me a pinched nerve.
I did not betray you. I was just stating the facts as to what happened.
Listen, you do state the facts, but you're like Fox News. You know, you selectively give me the information.
But how is that selectively? That was the fact you got broken up with. You went to Arizona to see an ex-girlfriend who I have on good authority you still liked and didn't pursue the relationship but would have. And then you came back and then you ended up dating your ex's cousin because she broke up with you. Are those not all facts? I should have absolutely been a lawyer. I have missed my calling.
I mean, yes, they're facts.
Yes.
But they're not necessary. You make them, you draw the line in a linear fashion where in fact it's more of an obtuse triangle.
I'm sure it's obtuse. Well, Ray said he joined the Army.
Okay. Well, listen, that'll straighten you right out.
Yeah. Dean said I refused to get a new place to live, so I slept in my truck for 6 months.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
You should have called Vinny. He's always looking for roommates.
Yeah. And Olivia said I went out with my ex's brother to get back at him.
You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
Just to be fair, I didn't go out with that person because I was trying to get back at anybody. It's just somebody that I met through her and, you know.
It doesn't make it better.
You know what? I quit. That's
you should.
It.
You probably should.
I just quit. I don't want to do the show anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to become an insurance salesman.
Don't become a lawyer.
Line number one.
I had the kids I was babysitting prank call my ex from their cell phones.
Man, now you're talking. What a great idea.
What was the reaction?
Confusion.
That's so awesome.
What did they say?
They were just like, Emily's the best babysitter.
Just turn that knife a little bit.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Let's try line three.
What, just to get, I mean, I know I've done some crazy stuff in relationships for sure, but I've definitely been into some crazy situations. Here's one. I was once broke, right? And I promised my girlfriend to take her out to eat. So I pretended that I had lost my card or it got stolen because I didn't have money during the time.
Well, you're lucky that you were already together. Did she break up with you because of that?
Oh, it has to be a breakup. No. We didn't break up because of it. I think we ended up breaking up because I was short on the rent, though.
Okay.
Well, that'll
Same
do
thing,
it.
Same thing, different day.
Yeah.
You did spectacular fashion. You did something crazy after your breakup. What was it? More answers coming up. Your He Said.
She Said.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
I'd like to point out, by the way, you're in a judgment-free zone, unless you're me on this show.
Unless you work with your wife.
You have a big breakup, and then you do something kind of wild afterwards. What was it?
Are you, like, really nervous? You're, like, drawing squares. What's happening? You're nervously drawing over there.
I'm not nervously drawing.
Okay, what's
Sometimes
happening?
It's soothing to me just to do two things at once.
Okay.
I have such a giant brain that I need to stimulate both the right and the left.
Lee said, I met a stranger on Reddit and drove across the country. That's
crazy. Intense, yeah.
Yeah. Alyssa said, I ate a whole gallon of ice cream in one sitting and was sick for days.
That's a Tuesday for me.
And Ethan said, I bought 1,200 shares of the company stock and now she works for me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Man, that's an epic move.
Wow.
I feel like you need to recuse yourself. Like, does the board of directors know about
this?
They're
not dating anymore.
I know, but still.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't hire an ex, you mean?
No, I mean, you wouldn't recuse yourself.
I absolutely would.
You own the company now.
If I owned a company and there was somebody
I guess you don't own it. You just own part of it.
I would recuse myself and have a report to somebody else for sure.
Well, I guess, but either way.
See, you thought I knew nothing about lawyering. Let's go to line two.
I once quit a job.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I worked in a bar and I stupidly started dating a regular. So then when we broke up, it was just too weird to see him there, like, every time I had to go to work. So
that's fair, I guess.
A new job.
Wow. Wow. Were you able to find something quickly, or did you quit and just pray that you'd get something?
I quit and prayed, but I did find something.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right. Thanks for sharing today. We really do appreciate
it.
Yes. We'll keep this going. You can text us. You can always put it on Facebook on a little graphic Rochelle has made there. Crazy things you did after you broke up with somebody, after a breakup. Your He Said.
She Said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by Deluxe Car Care, LLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.